Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good evening, it's currently 5:08. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Crime Band Diesel. Up next, a concert that had 1% of the country's population in attendance, and an opportunity to sing your favorite songs, and a day that celebrates an amazing type of fritter. Also, don't forget to check our Facebook and our Instagram page to answer the question of the day, which is, what's the funny excuse you heard for Kevin being late? You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving America's best.
Serving America's best.
Did you know the new AFN app was designed with you in mind? It delivers a modern interface that's easy to navigate and adds the ability to keep you informed wherever you go. Download in your app store today. Ready, set, AFN, go. Up next, a concert at 1% of the population in attendance.
Take a journey throughout time and space, visiting each decade.
Then I saw her face. Oh, what a night.
Here are my things,
bringing you This Day in Music.
On this day in history, Metallica brought their worldwide tour to Finland, drawing almost 1% of the country's population in a record-breaking concert. The show at the Katala Event Park was attended by over 55,000 people. That's about 1% of Finland's entire population at the time of 5.5 million people. Talking about an amazing show with quite the audience. Now, it may not be Metallica, but performing, but it'll be quite the show nonetheless. Children's Theater is returning to Sigonella for their production of The Red Riding Hood. Auditions take place July 29th. For more information, visit NavyMWRSignalWebsite.com. Up next, a chance to enjoy a night out.
I didn't think you'd understand me.
Sing your favorite songs every Wednesday and Friday night at 568 Lounge. Whether you're solo or out with friends, it's sure to be fun for everyone involved. For more information, check out the MWR Signal website. Up next, your weather and exchange rate.
Bottom of the hour, and here's what's happening with the Sigonella weather.
It's currently 5:30 and 98 degrees. Tonight, temperatures drop down to a low of 81. Tomorrow, expect a sunny day with a high of 97 and a low of 73. With the exchange rate brought to you courtesy Community Bank. $1 dollar buy you 91 cent euro, and €1 buy you $1.09. And now for your radio news update. I'm Navy Petty Officer Cram Van Diesel. The VA is here for you. The VA offers veteran benefits. Petty Officer Aloys Johnson explains how service members should be preparing for separation from the armed forces.
Many service members aren't properly preparing themselves to make disability claims once they retire or separate from the military. Tracking everything that has happened to you during your military career can be a daunting task, especially if you haven't started yet. VA professionals are here to help you on your journey, but you have to have the right information. Alice Slate, the Overseas Military Services Coordinator with the Department of Veterans Affairs, discusses what you should be doing to better prepare yourself to make disability claims.
Something that every service member could start working on now, and it's our separation health assessment. It's 15 pages. So what it does is it basically makes you start assessing every part of your body. And so if you can start tracking that when you're in the military, when you're getting ready to separate or retire, what happens is you already have that list made of what's happened to you over the past 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years.
Alice also discussed how seeking medical care while in service is important to help document any problems you had while in service.
It doesn't help you if you don't go to the doctor and get care for things. Going to the doctor when you need care for something will help, because what will happen is there'll be something documented in your military treatment records that you have been seen for that particular ailment.
For more information, you can always visit the Fleet and Family Support Center's office located on NAS 1 to schedule an appointment. You can also visit the VA website, or you can give them a call. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Aloys Johnson.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Crane Van Diesel. Interested in a career at AFN? If you're in the military, contact your in-service recruiter. U.S. civilian jobs, openings for positions, defense media activity, and the American Force Network are posted on usajobs.gov. Up next, a day that celebrates an amazing type of fritter.
Every day gives us a reason to celebrate. each with their very own history and significance. Join us as we highlight this National Day.
Did you know today is National Corn Fritter Day? A fritter is a dish where some ingredients are mixed with batter and fried. Corn fritters originate as a dish in the South, but can be now found in menus throughout the U.S. Traditional versions include a plain batter and corn, but you can find all sorts of variations out there. Just try Googling corn fritter recipes, and you'll get more than 800,000 results. If you're wondering if it's a healthy enough snack to add to your diet, you should stop by Health Promotions on NAS1 and talk to the base's dietitian. Makes a chance for your kids to learn how new skills and build their confidence. Jump into this interactive, fun acting class geared towards kids. Engage in network and teamwork confidence, building their activities and then blast. Up next, shout-outs from our question of the day. Now for our question of the day. I asked, what's the funniest excuse you ever used for being late? Brandy said it was fixing her car. She said she had a flat and she just needed to get it replaced, but she'd make sure it took pictures and had receipts. I feel like a lot of people have that excuse, but she had receipts, so it's true. Thanks for tuning in with DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Penny Officer Cryin' Van Diesel. You listen to 105.9 AFN Signal, station serving America's best.